The Colorado-based Keystone Center has been hired by the Pebble Partnership to bring stakeholders together to talk about the proposed Pebble Mine through a series of panel discussions beginning later this year. The Keystone Center was contracted in 2008 by global mining giant Anglo American with the Pebble Limited Partnership to analyze Pebble's environmental and socioeconomic baseline studies and share that information with the public. The Keystone Center plans to hold the first of four panel discussions regarding the proposed Pebble Mine later this year in Anchorage. Todd Bryan is a senior executive at the center. He says the first panel discussion in early December will focus on responsible large-scale mining from a global perspective.
What we're going to try to do is to bring in people from around the United States and Canada and other parts of the world that have had experiences with modern large-scale mining projects. And they're going to talk about their perspectives and their experiences with those kinds of mining activities.
Bryan says the panel has already been selected and will have a number of people who are experienced with fisheries and copper and gold mines. The panel consists of five scientists with experience in either fisheries biology or mining. Bryan says the idea of the panel is to have a balanced overall viewpoint regarding the proposed mining project.
Some people will be more skeptical of large-scale mining and whether it's feasible in a region like this, and other people will be more, I think, probably optimistic that it's doable, so that we can get a kind of broad perspectives.
Despite the fact that the Pebble Partnership is funding work done by the Keystone Center, Bryan claims that the group was hired because of its ability to be impartial and work independently. Kim Williams is the executive director of Nunumta Aluxtai, an environmental conservation group based in Dillingham that opposes the mine's development. She says she would have questions about how a group funded by the Pebble Partnership could remain neutral.
When you're taking Pebble project money, how do you maintain that independence and impartiality? And that, to me, proof is in the pudding, and we'll have to wait to see when they start their meetings this winter.
The panel members will come from across the world. Bryan says that originally the panel was supposed to be held last year. However, that had to be delayed until this winter because they were waiting for the Pebble Partnership to release all of the socioeconomic and environmental baseline studies.
They were scheduled to be released in the fall of 2009, and we were planning on starting our panels about a year ago and had talked to a lot of people up there about starting them. We had our science advisory committee up there in May of 2009, but Pebble wasn't ready to release the studies. So they weren't comfortable releasing the studies before they were quality controlled with internally, and so they delayed that for a year.
Bryan will be visiting Bristol Bay in late July and is interested in meeting with any people or organizations who would like to talk about the Keystone process. Kim Williams with Nunumta Aluxtai says she welcomes the opportunity to meet Bryan when he comes to Bristol Bay.
Yeah, we're not, you know, Nunumta's not adverse to talking to any group or organization. We've approached the Pebble Partnership that whenever we travel around the region and hold community meetings, we've always invited the Pebble Partnership. And so the same would be for Dr. Bryan from the Keystone Center, that we would welcome an opportunity to talk to him to raise some of our questions about the independence and impartiality and how the Keystone Center is approaching this, the independence, and taking a look at how citizens can be involved and evaluate whether or not Pebble baseline studies are available and even to comment on.
The first panel discussion is scheduled for December at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus.